Good morning. If you turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, we'll start there. I'd like to thank Jeff for leading us in singing this morning and Mike for saying us a prayer. Filled in quite nicely behind us this morning. It was looking thin when I first showed up. Let's open our hearts and minds this morning and put the worries and cares of the world aside for a little while and focus on worshiping God. I'd like for us this morning to consider a topic I've studied a little bit on, and it's to consider the concept of urgency. Is it necessary for you and me to have a sense of urgency? Absolutely. Sometimes in the next couple days have to go somewhere and open some presents. So that we got to be urgency about that, right? No, but seriously, let's put some biblical application to this, and we'll start in 1 Peter 4 and read 7 through 11. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I see some necessary sense of urgency in this passage, and I'll offer you a few thoughts on this and give you some time to think of it. Some synonyms for urgency are importance, top priority, weightiness, and imperativeness. And the definition for imperativeness that I came through is to avoid or evade. I don't use that word very often, so I had to look the definition up. Let's all turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17, and I'll read a scripture there. Although I haven't wrote for myself a copy of the law, maybe I should, all the kings of Israel did. And we'll read Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. And when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in a book a copy of this law, approved by the Levitical priest, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life. And he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all the word of his law and these statutes and doing them. Verse 20. That his heart may not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he may not turn aside from the commandments, either to the right hand or the left, so that he may continue long in his kingdom, he and his children in Israel. This can be an encouragement to me and you to help us to keep our minds focused daily. I've got hunting on my mind this morning because me and my oldest daughter are going hunting, and I'll give you some Darren Stroik commentary on urgency, because I got to tell you a story that made me kind of think of this whole urgency. On my very first deer hunt with my grandpa, we went, and it was my first deer hunt, but the first one we harvested. I'm going to give you a very condensed version to keep it going this morning. I was hunting, and I shot a deer. And as an ethical hunter, you're supposed to wait a time period before you go to the deer and make sure it's expired. Well, I didn't do that because I get too excited about those things. So I shot the deer, and we ran up to it, and this deer got up. In my grandpa's calmest, hysterical voice, he yells at me, "Shoot it again!" And so I did, and that's the end of that story for now, but I'll tell you more if you want to learn more. But as a hunter and being an ethical sportsman, as ethical as I could be, my sense of urgency was to put the poor animal out of its misery. Now, as Christians, I hope we don't find ourselves in that kind of predicament. But there are times, however, that we absolutely have to have that sense of urgency. Is a soul needing saving an urgent condition? I think we can all, in our minds, think, yes, we have to have that sense of urgency for that person. What if that's the opportunity God has given you to plant a seed? Let's turn to 2 Timothy 4. And I'll read verses 2 through 5. We should have a priority to be prepared for an urgent situation. 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 5. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, and with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, enduring suffering to the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us how to study. And in the King James Version, if you're reading from that, the very first word of the verse, 2 Timothy 2:15, is to study. I'm not reading from that this morning, but I think we can use that as we need to study to have that preparedness for a sense of urgency. Bryant Mind says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. This is a scriptural sense of urgency that we as Christians should strive to attain. Does that mean you have to have an answer for every question? No, I bet you can ask any of my fourth and fifth graders in this class that I have to answer a lot of their questions with, I don't know, but we can investigate that. And I do that sometimes quite often. I mentioned imperativeness as a synonym to urgency. Can we as Christians be imperative to a sense of urgency? Remember, the definition of that imperativeness was to avoid or evade. What if a businessman is imperative to customers or clients? His business will ultimately fail, mostly because the lack or care or concern of the client or customer. And if we are imperative to talking about the word in our walk on earth, what will that stimulate for us? Let's turn to Mark 16, 15, and 16. I bet a lot of you don't have to turn there, but. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. If we're going to be Christians that do God's will, we have to be mindful about urgency to those who need and will hear the gospel. Let's turn to Matthew 23. Another synonym for urgency that I wrote down was weightiness. In Matthew 23:23, Christ points out to the Pharisees that the weightier matters of the law are justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Let me just read Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting others. He tells them that they should have done these things without neglecting others. And we're not to leave anything out. We can go on in life and just forget about lots of things. But we can look at this as just one more example as it being necessary for us as Christians to have a sense of urgency. In our Bible class for the last few weeks, we've been talking about the preacher of the Ecclesiastes, and the lesson themes that were in the book that was provided for us for some of our topics were. Well, here's what the themes were: what life is all about, being happy, respecting and obeying God. It mentions to us what the Ecclesiastes preacher says he learned. And he said this, that we must see life as a gift from God and live it the way he wants us to. Again, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, the preacher advises us to eat and be merry and enjoy life with our families as much as we can. Some of us will be doing that today and tomorrow. Directly after this statement, in Ecclesiastes 9, verses 10, it says, Whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or thought, knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. We're going to have instances in our life where we have got to be urgent. We'll turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in the last two verses of the book, and I'll conclude with this. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. Maybe we can meditate and be mindful this next week or this next year, since we're right here at the end of the year, to have a humble sense of urgency in regards to living our lives, serving God, stepping out of our comfort zone, and in talking to others about the gospel. Thanks for your attentiveness this morning, and thanks for our prayers. And at this time, we'll ask Jeff to lead us in one more song before classes.